It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And I'm Chuck Quala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And we're The Insiders. And one thing insiders know is that after a president gives an energetic State of the Union address, they try to extend that message to the states that are most important for their reelection. And President Biden came to Wisconsin. So Chuck, does that make us the center of the political universe?
I think it does. And the Republican Party is going to have their convention here. They think it's the center of the universe. The Democrats tried to do that during COVID. But let's go back to the State of the Union to start out. Even there, we're the center of the universe. Gwen Moore, my good friend Gwen Moore, is sitting next to Marjorie Taylor Greene on the floor of the House as Marjorie is berating President Biden. That was an interesting one, and there's a story behind that. But as you can imagine, Gwen and Marjorie Taylor Greene are about as far apart as you can get on the political universe. And then as we go through it, Eric Van Orden, a congressman from over La Crosse, is adding to his reputation as a kid who doesn't play well in the sandbox, yelling out and challenging President Biden. I thought that was Marjorie Taylor Greene's game, but apparently it's his as well. Not going to stand him in good stead as he moves forward. This is like a guy who doesn't, you know, it's bad enough to not have the temperament to be a judge. He doesn't even have the temperament to be a congressman, so that's not so good. But here's the deal. President Biden understands what Hillary Clinton obviously missed, and that is you got to go to Wisconsin, because Wisconsin really is ground zero in these, and it is part of the blue wall that Democrats need to win. And so I think you're going to see an awful lot of attention focused on Wisconsin. And I do think that President Biden will be back multiple times. You notice Jill Biden's been here. The vice president's been here. Cabinet secretaries have been here. I mean, up in Superior, these guys were talking about $1 billion investment for a bridge up there. And so if we could get a couple of bridges for Wisconsin, and Tammy Baldwin will bring home the bacon in a few other ways, that's all got to be good for us, whether we're Democrats or Republicans. But I do think that the State of the Union was a great opportunity. Biden aggressively went out there. Yes, it was a political speech, but he was on the stump and he was challenging Republicans on ad libs. It was great. You can't have it both ways, Republicans. He's either the senile old guy who can't get out of the Rose Garden, or he's out there too aggressive. But you can't have it both ways. And I think Joe Biden really helped his cause. And I think it was actually the start of positive movement in his campaign with a great State of the Union address.
I think I'm going to stick with senile old man. But anyways, I think when you take a look at this, it is fascinating. You know, there's a limited number of assets that an administration has, right? It has television time. It has surrogates. It has dollars in order for a reelection campaign. And the president came here. That was his time, right? Got television time here as well. He has been sending the women of his administration. I think that's an important point, too. He's not sending Pete Buttigieg or whoever the Secretary of Education is. I mean, he is sending the women of his administration here with a very clear message to suburban women all across Wisconsin. So they are deploying their assets, I think, in a very smart way. And that's why, you know, and the first place they always come is Wisconsin, because this is the state that will determine who the next president is. And we will do so by something like 25, 30,000 votes. Amazing.
And I think Scott kind of is alluding to, with the women coming here, the exact issue. I still think reproductive rights is really what's going to determine this election. And I think it is something the Republicans cannot get away from, especially since Donald Trump continues to brag about putting those three justices on the Supreme Court who absolutely ensured that Roe versus Wade would be overturned. And I think this is going to be something which Republicans will not be able to get away with it. You, by the way, you will not see these ads, I bet, on the situation of reproductive rights until the last 2 months of the campaign. And it will be definitely the closing issue that you will hear from. And I think it will be the determining issue.
We will see.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.